What have you seen mindset-wise from your players this week?
Extremely focused. It's been a good week of preparation. Our guys are really into it, taking it from the classroom onto the practice field, working on fundamentals. I think we're all in tune that, certainly we have to improve, and that's something that, Coach McCarthy talks about day in and day out as far as improving on a daily basis, and I think our guys understand what needs to go into that from a process standpoint. I think our guys trust the process, and we're moving in the right direction.
What does Everett Harris have to do to get more snaps? He had a good camp and preseason for you guys.
Just to continue to be consistent, which, he's done. And now it's just making the most of your opportunities, and then they will come, as you know. It goes without, every year, it's different spans as far as, maybe a game you catch three or four balls and one game you have another where you don't catch any. I mean, it's just that's part of it at times. And I think he's another guy that certainly has been consistent all the way out through training camp. And now it's just, when he gets his opportunities by way of play time, make the most of them.
Opportunities, though, maybe like six snaps in Minnesota.
We could say that about a number of our guys. And what will help in that is to be more consistent as an offensive unit, to execute better than what we have been over the last 2 weeks. And that's been the point of emphasis. Execute. So that we stay on the field. And I think, going back to what I said earlier, I think our guys understand that, and they know what we need to do in order to accomplish that.
Adams has taken – he's had a huge percentage of the number three snaps. Kind of along these lines, do you anticipate using some of these other guys that we're just talking about a little more in that role than they have in the first two games?
Well, a lot of it will depend on different – groups, as far as packages, our personnel from that standpoint. So we do a number of different things in order to try to help in that and get certain people on the field. And sometimes, again, we have to execute better than what we have been doing in order to gain those additional snaps. Obviously the goal is to have somewhere in the plus 70 snaps a game and win the time of possession battle. So, all of that aids and helps into, getting more opportunities for our guys.
Your last year you faced a lot of 7 or 8 in the box. How much of it have you seen this year? Less? More? The same?
Probably the same. Mix. You get different looks at different times depending on the situation. But probably the same.
Obviously, Aaron and Jordy and the guys have talked about timing on offense, obviously in the passing game. But what is a running? What can a run game do to help the timing of a pass game?
Well, it always, it helps. When you can run the football, it opens up, a lot of other areas. And that's something that, we continue to emphasize. And, again, you go back to the Minnesota game. Again, being more efficient, and consistent running the football, I think it certainly will help. That's something that we'll continue to emphasize. And I know, at times I sound like a broken record, but the facts are it is a direct result of being fundamentally sound each and every time. And that's the bottom line.
Edgar, you think you've gotten what you wanted out of the Cobb in the backfield package? Is there more yards that are out there that you could see? And has there been any change in the way teams are kind of viewing it now that they've seen it quite a bit?
Certainly, anytime you put Randle in certain situations to get him the football, it helps. Because he, without a doubt, is a very instinctive, explosive player for us. And he is another guy that's been consistent. So with that being said, obviously, we have a number of different ways we try to work and get him the football. And the second part of your question, at different times as far as, certain coverages or certain looks that they try to throw at us to try to get us out of that package. But again, it's really more about who we are and what we do, and controlling the tempo and dictating to the defense versus the defense dictating to us.
You guys have been real heavy, no huddle for the last few years. With the first two games, offense sputtering, going back to last year, some have you kicked around doing less of that so you can sub more and show different packages and stuff?
Well, you know, as far as we have a number of different ways we like to attack the defense, going back to, you know, what I was just making reference to as far as dictating to the defense versus them dictating to us. We have a number of different ways we feel like we can attack the defense. And you know, it's something that we evaluate and talk through from a process. And that's something that, you know, we'll display it at the right time.
As we all got around Aaron at his locker yesterday, you could feel there was an uncomfortability with asking him, you know, kind of questions about his performance, because it's been so rare that maybe we've had reason to question it. What's it like for the coaches? Because the guy's been a great player for a really long time. There haven't been many games where you maybe weren't super satisfied with his performance. How do you and Tom and Mike kind of go about discussing that with him?
Well, number one, you know, obviously he is a great player and he takes great pride in what he puts into it each and every week. His work ethic is by far at an extremely high level. And he's a competitor. I mean, he wants to win at everything. And that's his mindset. As far as, you know, conversations, I mean, we all, you know, the goal is no different than any of our other players. The goal is to continue to improve. And that's something that we all take pride in. And that's really the foundation, the baseline of it all. So when it comes to, you know, wanting to continue to grow, continue to improve, continue to play at that high level, that's something that the entire unit you know, we understand we have to do.
What have teams done to limit Jared? So I know it's only two games, but done to limit Jared Cook?
Like you said, it's early. I go back to, from an offensive standpoint, you know, if we have more opportunities, more cracks at the plate, as they would say, I think it helps in a lot of those areas as far as just more opportunities for not just Jared, but a number of our guys.